Unit 5. Refusing a pushy salesperson. Pushy salespeople come in many forms. The attractive lady at the department store, the door-to-door salesman, or the street hawker on the sidewalk. Although I might use a slightly different manner or tone of voice when dealing with these various people, I'm in agreement with most of the American respondents on this survey question. In refusing most salespeople, a firm "no thank you," followed by a fairly honest reason why, is usually the most effective way to handle the situation. If you refuse a pushy salesperson with a fake excuse, or if you say "no" strongly without an explanation, you run the risk of the salesperson coming back at you with a different reason to buy from them. For example, if you're not really interested in an item, but give the excuse that the product is too expensive, the salesperson might offer to lower the price. Clearly, however, the Japanese respondents saw this issue differently. While nearly 80% of Americans said they choose to behave assertively, only a little over 50% of the Japanese said the same. And although around 30% of the Japanese respondents said they deal with pushy salespeople aggressively, under 11% of the Americans questioned chose that response. I asked many of my students about this survey question. Some agreed with the survey results and said it is fairly easy to say a strong or even an aggressive no to a salesperson because they don't know them. This idea could be taken a step further by saying that in Japan, there is the understanding that the customer is king. Therefore, the customer is superior, and it is acceptable to behave aggressively or impolitely when expressing negative feelings if the salesperson's behavior is not acceptable. But many of my students, especially those who were housewives, said they'd usually refuse a pushy salesperson more indirectly by making an excuse. This seemed to be a particularly popular response when dealing with door-to-door salespeople. They said with modern conveniences like the intercom, they can simply tell the salesperson that they are busy without even having to answer the door. It's too bad all of life's unpleasant situations can't be handled like that.